take it off. Avolay machzirin, he can't put it back on the blech again. Uveisil loymer me af machzirin. Veisil hov no. Vibalt the skira is grufok tuma. You at least took the coals to the side, or else you put offer on top of the coals. So there's a hecken now. We're not afraid you're going to come to hit it on Shabbos. Therefore, even though you had food on it from before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you took it off, you're allowed to put it back on again. There's no gzera. And Vaitis, not even Mechsek Kimavash Lida. Hey, this the Beishamai said, you can't put it back on again. Rashi says, because it's new gzera like. Restaurants, Loi Machzim Beishamai, the Mechsek Kimavash. It's a new type of gzera now. Hey, and you're not allowed to put something back on the blech, because it looks like you're cooking now on Shabbos. Beisilu says, Af Machzirim, Hoyo Vigorv. No, Vibalt is a hecker on this fire. Vibalt, the fire has grufum, that the coals are all pushed to the side. Or else there's a blech, it's ktuma. So even machachazora is mutter. It's not called mefzik mevashel. Since you have a blech there, there a hecker, it's not called mefzik mevashel. Now in the Gemara we'll see clear about exactly when chazor is mutter. The lacha posha, we hold chazor is only mutter if it was on the blech at the beginning of Shabbos. And now you took it off with das to put it back on again. You're allowed to put it back on again. But lo, you see, you took it off the blech and you put it in the refrigerator. And then Shabbos in the morning, you want to take it out and put it back on the blech. Kosh should we hold this also? You shouldn't put it back on the fire because there it's mechzik mevashel. And that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah of Beisil was matter to make chazara. That's only if when you take it off, you have das to put it back on again. But if you take it off the gamri, I'll be poshid, we hold the noigets also. There are some achrim that want to say maybe it's mutter with a blech, because the tzad to asur is because it's mechzik mevashel. Even though you have like a kugel, that's nizbasher kol tzarkoi, and we hold ain bishalacha bishal by dover yavish, is no ister bishal. For nesveg is also to put it on top of the fire, because it's mechzik mevashel. It looks like the rabban looks like cooking on Shabbos. Yeah, so yeah. Some people want to say if you have a blech though, that's enough of a hecker to say it's not mechzik mevashel anymore. Well, we'll see later on in the parak. A lot of achrim learn not like that. The blech is not enough for this. That'll still be the mechzik mevashel.
Wouldn't that be zera lo gzera?
No, why? It's mechzik mevashel. They're a bon nas. It looks like you're cooking.
No, but to itself was a gzera, wasn't it?
It's a different gzera. It's two different things. Now, putting something on the fire looks like you're cooking now. It's a new gzera by itself. It looks like you're cooking. People think you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's a gzera by itself. Don't know what gzera was there. That's a gzera by itself. You can't take something out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech. Because it looks like you're cooking now. So other people come to learn and think you're allowed to cook. So they don't know this is cooked altogether. They'll think they start cooking from the new one, Shabbos. Cover over. Ketum katum. It's covered over. Like you threw this dirt on top of it. Zot gemara. Iboilihu. Hai lo yitin. That's what the first Mishnah said. At the beginning of the Mishnah it said, v'gefes uveitzim. When you had the coals for the kira was made from wood, it says lo yitin. You're not allowed to put anything on top of the kira, achi yigrafa achi yitin ephron. So you'd move all the coals to the side, or you put the ephron. What's the pshat in loshin lo yitin, you can't put? For the Gemara boilu you, hai lo yitin, that you can't put something into the kira on Shabbos, does it mean lo yachzeru? That means you can't put it back on Shabbos. Avul ishois, mashin. But avado, if you put it there from before Shabbos, and you're leaving it on top of the kira, it's mutter to stay there. Afal pi sheinik or veinikotum. Afilu, you did not make any grufa. You did not make any ktuma. Hey, since you put the pot on the kira before Shabbos, even though there's coals in the kira, there's nothing wrong. There's no mechzikim of asom, because it started to cook from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to stay, keep it there the whole Shabbos. Aye, let's be chosh shema yachta b'gecholim. We're not afraid. Why not? Umani chananyi. We'll say the Mishnah goes according to Chananya Shita. Titanya, Chananya Oimer, Kol Shul Kamaicha Ben Rusoi, his avada the Mishnah's talking about that's already cooked, at least a halfway cooked. So Shal, exactly what does Maicha Ben Rusoi mean? It means the food of Ben Rusoi, Rashi says, Numa people that steal. As people rob it, they have no time to eat their food well cooked. They're always running, so they eat their food that's not so well cooked. Some Shita says it means a third cooked, and some Shita means a half cooked. So you have to be Machma, should at least be half cooked. But if the food is halfway cooked already, Kamaicha Ben Rusoid, Mutu Lishoisa Gabi Kira. How Chananya, it's Mutu then to leave it on the blech, on the Kira. from before Shabbos and let it stay there throughout Shabbos. Afal pi shein negorah fi enekotim. Even though it is the coals are mamish there, you do not move the coals to the side. Vi enekotim. You do not cover up the coals with anything. It's a regular nice hot oven, a nice hot flame on top. You're allowed to leave your food there. Why? Since it was cooked already before Shabbos, Kamaicha ben Zvisoyin, so vice the pshat is like we had before in the parak, it'll be finished very easily. It doesn't need too much cooking to be finished. So there's no gzeira shemiyachta b'gcholim. It's very mistarf. It'll be finished cooking by itself. So we don't have any gzeira shemiyachta b'gcholim. So what does the Mishnah mean then? Lo yitein, that without grufa k'tuma, you're not allowed to put something on the kiron. It means a chazor is also. That means after you made, you left it on there from the beginning of Shabbos. Now in the middle of Shabbos, you took off the chont off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back now on. If there's no blech, that's the halacha like that. If there's no blech on top of the fire, then even though you're allowed to have shi, if it was cooked kemaicha v'ndu soin, but once you take it off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. That's the din of lo'itin. You're not allowed to put it back. That's one pshat in lo'itin. Lo'itin means you can't put the pot back on the fire on Shabbos. But shi ya'avadu is mutter. So drashi kotum hainu nosun efer ala gecholim. You put efer on top of the coals. The efer metagmin kitma. That's type of kitma. Yeah. Weiter, to tomorrow. Oy dilma, another pshat is no. What's pshat? The Mishnah says, lo yitein, you should not put a pot on top of the kira, lishoyis tanan. Even lishoyis is also. Means even to leave it from before Shabbos, also it's also. Hey, it's even though the thing, the food is cooked, mamish legamri, that's basha called sorkoi, but since coals the man, it's burning, it gets a little bit better. It doesn't get room. We're talking about something, the more it cooks, the better, like cholent. The more it cooks, the better it gets. It's also, even she is also. Because kefot is gzera shemiyach to becholem. About the longer it stays, the better it's cooked. We're still afraid maybe you hit it. Hey, safilu lishoy is just to leave it on the fire is also. If you didn't make a blech, if you didn't make grufa uketuma. Ve'i gorif ekotimin. When is it mutter even shear to leave a pot on top of the fire? Only if it was gorif, you move the coals to the side, or else kotim, you covered up the coals with dirt. That's mutter. Vilay lay, but if you didn't put the ketumah, if you didn't cover up the coals, like our Rizmanazem, you didn't put a blech over the fire, or you didn't grufa, move the coals on the side, even shear, poshna shear is also. You're not allowed to leave the pot on the fire, even from before Shabbos. Vichol shchein ha'achzir. Or there's a kol shchein it's also to put back. Mazur, you're not going to leave it on it. So lo yitzi, it took something off. Shit, you're not going to put it back on again on Shabbos. That's the shayla. What's pshat for now, Reisha, the Mishnah? We have a kira, that the coals are made from wood, and you didn't make a groove for nektuma. Are you allowed to make a shi or not? Are you allowed to leave the pot on there from before Shabbos or not? That's the shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara Toshima, come now, bring your raya. Me diktoni trei bovi b'mastisin. Since the Mishnah says two times the machlekes beisham and beisilu in the Mishnah. First it says what beisham yermim chamin avloi tavshul, and then it says ubeisham yermim noitan avloi machzirin. It's two different machlekes in beisham and beisilu. He's midiktoni trei bovi b'mastisin. It says beisham yermim chamin. Beisham says you're only allowed to leave on top of the kira hot water, only water. Avloi tavshul, not a solid food. That's also to leave. They still hold you even allowed to leave a kugel, chicken, you can leave on the fire, even though it's a tashel, still it's mutter. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is, Vesham, he says, you can take something off the blech, off the fire. Not the blech, I'm sure. Tosha means, even when it's not gore forgotten. You can't put back. Besil is even matter machzirin to put back again. So it's two different machlekes in the Mishnah, whether dafke chamin or even tavshul, or dafke to take off or even to put back again. That's two machlekes. So Rashi trei bovi beshama yermim chamin. That's one machlekes. Besu ton above achrita. Then it says another machlekes. Noitlin blei machzirin. That beshama says you can only take something off the kirim, but you're not allowed to put something back on the kira. So Zot Gemara, Iyamrit Bishleim Alishoyis Tanan, if the ratio, the Mishnah, is even answering, she is even also, you're not allowed to leave, not allowed to even leave the pot on the kira from before Shabbos. If it was not Gor for Kotum, even she is also, then it's very good, the two bothers. Hochi Ketoni, kira shasekul bekasha begavavo, if the kira was only lit mitchilu with straw. Then mashrein aleha tavshel. Then avadet shri is mutter. You're allowed to leave your food on the top of this kira from before Shabbos. Because the fire is going to go out very easily. There's no yachta b'cholm. There's no g'cholm there. Straw burns up very easily. There's no gzeris. Mashen kein mutter shino letavshel. The gefus of etim, but lo yitzu, you got the heat, the fire, for the kira was made from wood, or from the psalis of the shumshimin, of the sesame, then lo yishu, you're not allowed to even leave the pot on top of the fire, from before Shabbos. Ad, until when, what do you have to do first? Ad she yigro for your cheetah nefram. Until first you move all the coals on the side, or else you put eifah, you make a covering on top of the coals, the heker. Then it's mutter to make a shiyah. Now, after the Mishnah says this heter, that if you make roof of ketuma, or hind, we put a blech, that you're allowed to leave a shia, you're allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire, what type of pot are you allowed to leave now? Mahein mashoin, beishama yermin chamin. Beishama says, even with the blech, it's only mutter to leave hot water. Because water is cooked very fast, doesn't need a lot of bishul, there's no gzeres shem yachta b'cholim. Avalei tavshol. To put now, even though it's Gorfa caught them, to put a kugel, have Beishami Tosa. Vagufot is a gzerba shem yachta b'cholim. Like we said, even grufa just means you put the coals on the side, but they're still there in the kira. So al Beishami, there's still the gzerba in the come to hit the coals to burn up again. So she is only mutta by hot water, and not by tavshel. Ubeisil is mechulik, it says no. Ubeisil loimrin, chamin v'tavshel. Beisil holds no. Since you made a groof and a ketumah, you made a heker, we're not afraid you're going to come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos, so you're allowed to make a shi, you're allowed to leave it from before Shabbos on top of the blech, even tavshel, even kugel is mutter also. That's one machlekes. Now the Mar says, v'chihech de pligi v'lishoyis, the same way there's a machlekes, Beisham and Beis Hillel, about shi, it means about leaving a pot on the blech, from before Shabbos, pliginami b'lahachzer. There's also a machlekes, if on Shabbos, you took something off the blech, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. Is a mutter to put something on top of the blech? She Beishama yermim neutlin. Hey, it's Beisham, even Beisham is hot water. That Beisham says you're allowed to make shia, you're allowed to leave hot water on top of the kira, on top of the blech. From before Shabbos, you should know this hot water now is neutlin. You're only allowed to take the hot water off the blech on Shabbos. Avolei machzirin. You're not allowed to put the hot water back on top of the blech on Shabbos. Machzirin is also. Avolei machzirin. Because why Rashi before said? Because that's mechzikim of Ashel. There's a mechzikim of Ashel even though on hot water. Rashi says it does need so much cooking. So there's no gzeir shema yastab gecholim. You can hit the coals to make it burn better. Because hot water is fully burnt already, fully cooked already, but still the gzeir now is mechzikim of Ashel. Once you put something on top of the blech on Shabbos, people don't know what you're doing. Somebody will see. They'll think, oh, he's cooking on Shabbos. They'll think it's mutter to cook on Shabbos. That's the Gzeir of Leim Achzirin. How Beis Shammai, nothing, you're not allowed to put anything back on the blech. Or Beis Hillel learned them, no. Ach Machzirin. Beis Hillel says, no. Just like I hold she is mutter, and what is she a mutter on? Zai Tavshul and Zai Chamin. Hu Adin Chazar is also mutter. Once it's Gorah for Kotim, you should know Chazar is also mutter, like we do with Manazeh. You're not allowed to make a Chazara to a Gruf, a Ketuma, to a blech. Providing you took it off with Das, I'm we'll see later, with Das, I'm not to put it back again. So, if you learn the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about Shia, then it's very good, the two bavis in the Mishnah. El is like Gemara. Eli Yamrad Lahachta Tanan, Rifing and say, even the first Baba, when it says Lo Yitin, is only talking about Chazara. Hey, Savad the Shia is Mutter, nobody asks a Shia. To leave a pot on the Kira from before Shabbos, it's Mutter, even though it wasn't Gor for Kotim. The Mishnah says Lo Yitin, only talking about Chazara. Eliyamr lahakzut tanan heichik ketoni. How does it learn? Kira shesekul begasha v'gabavo. If you have a kira made from straw, that the fire was made from straw, is mafzirin oleh. Then you're allowed tavshel. Then you're allowed to put even on Shabbos back a tavshel on top of the kira. Begatas of eitzim. But if the kira got its heat from wood or from this shumshimin, is lo yachzer. Then you should know you're not allowed to put anything back on top of the kira on Shabbos. Ad, until when? Sheyigroif. Until you make roof, you move all the coals to the side, or you sheet an eifer, unless you put some eifer on top of it. Or mahe machzirin, or b'zay nalaz machlik of Shabbos Hillel, what are you allowed to make chazor? What are you allowed to put back on top of the blech? Be'sham mayim rechamin. You're only allowed to put hot water back. Avolei tavshul. Put a kugel, you're not allowed to put back. Even Tavshul Kugel, you were allowed to put back. You're allowed to do this Chazor. So that's the first machlag is Beishamim Betilum. What type of a Chazor is mutu on top of the Kira? Beishamim hold Davke Chamin, and Betilum hold even a Kugel. Or Bezoi Tapella, what's the next machlag is then? Or Bezoi, Beishamim Yermin Neutlin, Abulay Machzirin. What do we need this for? That's not much the same machlekes. We just got finished talking about chazora. The Beishamay says, what's muta chazora? Chamin, and not a tavshul. And Beisil holds everything is muta by chazora. So what's the two babas in the Mishnah? What's the next Mishnah saying? The Beisil says, nachamol, af machzirin. That's not much the first machlekes. So if the Magnimish is talking about Chazorah, it's even so shver. What do we need two cases in the Mishnah? If the first part of the Mishnah is talking about Shia, then it's very good. There's two parts of the Mishnah. The first one Shia, and the second one is Chazorah. Let's see Rashi. Pligi nami Rashi ma pligi nami b'lahachzir es hamoisel l'shois. After you got finished, it's the food you took out. You want to put it back again. Hagoyin chamin lebe shamei v'chamin v'tash lebeisil. It's after you took out the hot water, or after you ate up part of the kugel according to Beitzilu, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. That's the Beishamai says, Chazor resorts only means a Tavshul resorts. Because Chamin, he's matter to do Chazor. We already said Loi Tavshul. Beishamai said his din, and Beitzilu said his din. So what's the Chazor of Beishamai Beitzilu Nachama for? So the Gemara 9, Liyoyla Matei, there's no right for me. Maybe the Mishnah is still going Lakula. Lakula means that even though you don't have a blech, the fire is burning, you're allowed to do Shia. You're allowed to leave the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos and calls them on Shabbos, you're allowed to keep it there. Shia is always mutter. The only time in the group for Ketum is only for Chazor. The Mishnah is only talking about putting something back on top of the fire. For Chasuri Mechzra, I only have a kasha. What do we need two bavas in the Mishnah for? Something is missing in the Mishnah. It should be like this. This is the way you should learn. But just to leave a pot from before Shabbos, even though it's not gorv, not kotim, it's mutter. We don't make the gzera shem yachta b'cholim. Like we said time before, according to Chananya, since the meichel is k'meichel ben drusoi, it's already one half cooked from before Shabbos, so the next half will be finished very fair. So we're not afraid on Shabbos you'll hit the coals to burn better. It'll zicha be finished by itself. Something's missing.
We're not worried about
Shi you're talking about. Yeah, Shi is not miracle vessel. Yeah, you're right. It's only messing up somebody sees you putting it on the blech. But it was there for me before Shabbos, about its mutter. You let to leave pots on the blech, on the fire before Shabbos. What?
According to this, it's not on the blech.
Yeah, right. Even on the thing itself, right. I mean, you didn't put it there now, it's mutter. But learn the name of the Achse Tanan. V'chsuri Mechzer, something's missing. V'chsuri Tony. Ki Rosh Hashikul Bekasha Begava. If you made the fire with straw, Machzirin Aleh Tavshel. You're allowed to put food even on top of it on Shabbos. There's no Gzeri, it's not Mechzik Mevashel. The Gefes of Eitzim, but if it was heated up with wood, then Lo Yachzer. You're not allowed to put anything on top of the Kiro. Ad Sheyigroif. Until first you push the coals to the side. Oyet Sheyita Nesayfron. Unless you put some Eifron on top of the coals. Avul is shoyis, this you have to put into the mission now. Avul is shoyis, but to leave a pot from before Shabbos on top of the fire, mashoyin, you're allowed to leave it there. Afal pi shein negarfiyein akotim, even though there's no groove for the coals are there, nothing's pushed aside, and there's nothing covering the coals. Now, umahein mashoyin, in such a case, what are you allowed to leave on top of the fire from before Shabbos? Now it's back. Beishamah says only hot water you're allowed to leave on a regular fire from before Shabbos. Avoloi tavshul, not a kugel. Beisil loy mano, chamin v'tavshul. Even chamin v'tavshul you're allowed to leave on top of a regular fire from before Shabbos. Avi, it's only shia. There's no gzera shem yateb g'cholim. Now v'ha chazor, the yamr l'cho, that's what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. That Chazor is also mutter. Loved every hakl, it doesn't go according to everybody. El machloik is b'sham b'tilul. Even the Chazor that's mutter after group for ketumah is the machloik is b'sham b'tilul. She b'sham yarmim loitum loy machzirin. B'sham he says no. Even though you made a group for ketumah, even you put the blech on top, still you're not allowed to put something back. Chazor is always also. Because B'Shami said that's a new gzera. To make Chazor on Shabbos, put something now, metchila, on top of the blech, looks like you're cooking metchil on Shabbos, that's awesome. Or Besil Lema Mas Mazirin. Besil doesn't make this gzerim. Since you made a group of ketumah here, either you pushed the coals on the side, or else you covered offer on top of the coals, so that the heker now people see that this is not the way to cook on Shabbos. So even though you put the pot of food back on top of the kiru on Shabbos, there's no gzera mefsek mavashel, because everybody knows you're not cooking now. This is not the derech to cook. If you wanted to cook, you wouldn't make the coals on the side. You wouldn't have a ketumah on top of it. So the kids, so we're back to the original shaila. We don't have a pshitas to our shaila. What's pshat in the Mishnah? What's nageya to is our shaila is shia muta without anything. If you leave the pot on top of the fire from before Shabbos, that's muta even without a blech. Or else no, even she alone also needs grufa ketumah. That's a shaila. Mitzvah we'll see tomorrow morning.